Hi everybody on BCT, this is Mary, and I'm going to be showing you a CD and DVD copier, and I'll give you all the particulars about where I got it and the actual name of, you know, what the thing is called and how much it costs and all that at the end of this. But for right now, this is sort of a podcast in progress. I want to do a demo of this thing. I have not hooked it up to the PC yet. But right now I'm using it as a standalone unit. It's absolutely wonderful as a standalone. I just took it right out of the box and haven't read the manual yet, which is actually very short. It's only about 16 pages, and you don't have to read all of it. But let me talk about this thing here. It's sitting on the floor right now because I haven't figured out where I'm going to put it. It is about 7 inches tall, 7.5 inches long, and about 10.5 inches from front to back. So that gives you an idea of how big it is. And I think it weighs about 8 or 9 pounds. It's a cube. It's a big metal thing. So it's not something that you would call an internal drive. It has some switches on the back, which I haven't messed with yet. And as a matter of fact, you can't really deal with them. They're preset and they don't move. I suspect that they are probably there for future enhancements, because when you read the book, it describes what they do, including a feature that will let you install new upgrades to the software, but that doesn't work because the switches don't move. So I suppose that that is there for future enhancements. Also on the back, on the rightmost, is a pair of RCA jacks. Below that, near the bottom, is a what looks like a parallel port, but it's not really. It's where the provided USB cable would plug into. And then to the left of that is a switch, which is currently in the up position. I suspect that that governs which drive you're going to use and what you're going to use it for. In the up position, it seems to work as a standalone. In the middle position, it's neutral, and in the bottom position, it will work with your PC as an external disk drive, and only the bottom drive, the bottom drawer, will work in this unit. The top drawer, which is the CD reader, is disabled when you use it as a PC drive. In the top position, which is the copier standalone mode, both the reader and the writer will work correctly. It's not really what you call a rocker switch, but when it's in the up position, the down part is upmost. In the middle position, when both parts are up, it is in the neutral position. And in the down position, where the down part is closest to the bottom of the copier, that's when you can use it as a PC, CD, or DVD drive for reading or writing, just as you would any other CD or DVD drive. To the left of that is where the AC adapter plugs in. And then up toward the top of the unit on the left side, there is a set of 4 little switches. And I have mentioned these switches before. They don't move, although I suppose they will in the future when the device is enhanced and more features are added. To the right of that, it looks like the fan. And one more comment about the switches. These have all been preset according to the factory settings, although when I got the machine, the rocker switch on the back was set to the bottom position, which meant that it was set for use as a PC device rather than a standalone. And it's important to remember when you're going to switch functions that you move that rocker switch up to the top if you're going to switch it from PC to standalone, and vice versa. If you're going to move it to the bottom, then you want to switch it from the standalone to the PC device. On the front of this device, there are some screws, and I don't know why they put screws in there. Maybe it was just the way the thing is held together or something. But the screws are in each of the 4 corners. And then toward the right, near the bottom, is a push-in switch, which is the on and off switch above that is the bottom CD drawer, and above that near the top is the top CD drawer. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to take this recorder out. I had it in its case and it was around my neck. So that's what I meant by taking the recorder out. I was taking it out of the case and put it down on here so you can hear what it sounds like when I turn it on. Okay, I've got the mics up and I'm putting it on top of the unit and I'm going to push in the button. Okay, now I've got some CDs that I'm going to copy. I hope you can hear me. One thing I want to mention here is that this is a digital copier. It will copy just about any type of CD or DVD. I don't know if it's limited to formats. For example, if you get some sort of DVD in a new type of format 4 or 5 years from now, I don't know if it'll copy it. I would assume that it would, but I don't know for sure. I'm going to put one CD in the top, getting it out of the little sleeve here. Okay, I'm pushing the top button, and it's going to let me put the CD in, and I'm pushing the button again. And then I'm going to open my little container of CDs, of blanks, and close it after getting a CD out, and I'm going to put the other CD in the bottom, and I just open the drawer, putting it in. Now, after I close the drawer, I'm going to wait a little while, and I'm hoping that you'll be able to hear the thing start up. It beeps, and then when it's finished, it'll beep again, and the bottom drawer will open. It will keep the top drawer closed, and that's how you know that the CD is finished. I put one CD in there that had an error because I think I had accidentally recorded on it, and I had put it back in the box when it didn't copy things correctly from my flaky CD players on my PC, and it stopped recording and beeped, but it didn't eject the CD, so I think that's how you know you got an error. Okay, so I'm going to shut this bottom drawer, and you're going to hear some beeps, and then it's going to start up. Wait a second here. Okay, now it's starting to copy. And I'm pretty sure you can hear the sound. The motor is really quite quiet. It takes generally about 3 minutes to copy a CD. It does such a good job with these copies that I have put the copy into my Victor Reader Classic, started at the exact point where my original CD had left off when I was last reading it. So I think that tells you something. It's pretty accurate. It really is quite amazing. I have had cassette copiers that copied a tape in about 2 minutes, and I don't know how fast this will copy a DVD. I suspect it would be slower depending on whether you've got a single-sided or a double-sided DVD, but for a CD it seems to only take about 3 minutes per. This is just wonderful because this device is so versatile. You can use it with a PC in addition to using it as a standalone device. And what you're going to hear at the end of the copy process is you're going to hear a long beep, and then the lower drawer is going to eject. And usually what I do after that is I check it by putting it into my Victor Reader to make sure that it's recorded properly and everything. Although I'm beginning to see that this thing is so dependable, I don't really need to do that, but I would rather do it and be sure that everything is okay. But I am copying some CDs for some people, and I want to make sure that all of this stuff is going to work well. These are CDs that I created, by the way. So I'm not doing music CDs or anything like that right now. And I don't often do music CDs for other people. I always kind of say, well, I'll send you a song and then you can listen to it or something. But I really am a proponent of buying the album if you like it well enough, or downloading it and paying for it. We should be getting close to the end of the process. And I'm hoping that this is picking up all right. I don't know for sure. I'm going to have to listen to it back and make sure that it is. I think it should be nearly finished. It's been about 2 minutes. Maybe it's been a little bit longer than that. Okay, there it is out of the bottom. And motor should quit, I hope. Maybe when it figures out I'm not... There we go. Okay, let me stop this and I'll come back a bit later. I want to make sure that all this worked okay and that you can hear. Okay, now a bit of information as I'm reading the manual. The company manufacturer is Adonix, A-D-D-O-N, as in Nancy, I-C-S.
Technologies, that's Adonix Technologies.
And the name of the product in the company's manual is DVD plus R/RW Digicopier. That's capital D-I-G-I, capital C-O-P-I-E-R, and it's all one word. It includes software that will work with Windows 98 on up. It says that it's DVD and CD mastering software, but I haven't looked at the software yet. It supports buffer underrun, for those of you who are interested in that. And you have to get different cables if you want to use the device with PCMCIA or FireWire. From what I was looking at thus far, it looks like it only comes with a USB cable. But it looks like the cables are proprietary because they do have a different type of end that plugs directly into the CD copier itself. Thus far, I've just been using read-only discs in the disc writer portion. But if you put a rewritable disc in there, and if there's something on there, it'll erase it first. And then it will copy the CD that's in the CD reader. So that's something to be alerted to. It will not just add on to what's already on the disc. Okay, before I talk about the software that's included, I wanted to make sure that I tell you where I got this. It was from MWAV, M as in Michael, W-A-V as in Victor E.com. Somebody on the web recommended it, and I got on there and explored and poked around and discovered, much to my great delight, that they had something called a DVD duplicator. Let me double check to see how they listed this. Okay, on my invoice it's listed as Adonix Duplicator Standalone, and that's just how they listed it. And the price is $270.08, which does not include the California sales tax and the shipping. Their shipping seemed to be pretty good, but I ordered a lot of stuff from them. I ordered this, which weighs in itself about 10 pounds, the shipping carton and then the box inside of that, a headset, and also a spindle of 100 CDs. So the whole thing came to probably about $400 or so. The shipping and handling was about $10, and I believe they sent it by FedEx because my usual UPS guy didn't deliver this, somebody else did. So I think it was FedEx that they used for this. You can verify that on the website. Okay, I'm looking at the CDs that are included with this, and one CD includes three items. One is Sonic My DVD, The second item on this CD is a driver that I suppose is used to run this equipment. And three, it says the user guide. I'm going to have to check to see if that's in PDF format. I would imagine that it is.
The drivers are not really necessary when you run this thing on Windows 2000 and Millennium and XP. The drivers are there for 98 second edition, and there are even some DOS drivers on there, believe it or not.
I've not found Sonic stuff to be very accessible, so I'm not going to deal with that one. The second of the three CDs contains a version, an OEM version of PowerDVD 6, and I'm not going to install that because I've already got PowerDVD on my computer. It came with it, but the version that I've got works quite well with DVDs, and you can use it quite easily. In fact, somebody sent some information to the list regarding the hotkeys for PowerDVD, so I don't know what version that person was using, but the few instances when I've had to play a DVD on a PC, I've been able to do that quite easily with PowerDVD. If you do need to install PowerDVD, be aware that the sleeve has a key on it, which is on a sticker on one of the corners. If you put the window up and the flap facing away from you, the bottom of the sleeve towards you, then the key is on a sticker on the lower right corner below the window. So that is an indication of where that is, but you do need the key to install the software. And the final thing that they put in was a copy of Nero. It's an OEM version, so I don't know anything about what it includes, but that is a quick rundown of what is in the box with the copier. I'm looking at the CD with the drivers and everything, and it looks like the files for the user guides are in PDF format. I'm on dvddigicopier.pdf, and there's another item in this folder, which is cddigicopier.pdf.
And these files do convert to text quite well and quite easily, so you shouldn't have any trouble with that.
Each product has its own user guide, and of course they put all the products on this disk. So you've got 26 products, and you have to find the drive that you want. The folder that you want is Digicopier, D-I-G-I-C-O-P-I-E-R, and this is in turn in the user guide folder. Okay, now I'm looking at the main folders. There are nine of them. First of all is Auto Run, which didn't seem to work for me. That's why I'm in here. Okay, now I'm in Drivers. And they have an FAQ folder for, I guess, frequently asked questions. Sonic My DVD 5. And then the User Guide, which has got all of the other documentation in it. Okay, AdonixCD.APE, I don't know what that is. Auto Run INF. The Auto Run didn't come up when I started this.
CD background, JPG.
There's a JPG file, which I guess is a picture.
Sound, log.
Sound Wave file, which I guess could be handy. Let's go to Drivers.
Drivers.
Okay, Drivers. Okay, we've got 52 drivers here. Well, according to the book, all I have to do is plug the thing in and it'll automatically work. It says that only the bottom drive will work. The top one is disabled.
Before I forget, I want to mention that the maximum speed, if you've only got USB 1.1, is 4x. I'm not sure what the maximum speed is for 2.0 or above. For duplication, I believe it's 40x.
Okay, I think we're nearly ready to plug this in and see if we can get it to work. First of all, I'm going to change the switch on the bottom. It's now in the up position, and it needs to go to the down position, so it'll be ready to be used as an external drive. So, let me double check. That's up, middle, down. Alright, now I'm going to turn on the power, which is right... trying to do this one hand doesn't always work. Okay, that's the power. Now I'm going to plug in the USB, and we'll see what happens here.
Found new hardware, USB 2.0 adapter cable.
Well, it didn't seem to complain too loudly, did it? Maybe I ought to slip a CD in here. Maybe I ought to just leave it alone for a minute until it gets through clicking and fooling around. Anyway, I think I'm going to slide this other CD in here that I got with the device itself and see if it'll... I know. I've got it connected to a 1.1 hub, so it's always complaining. All right, let's slide this into the lower drive and see if it'll read it. I'm holding this recorder in my hand, and I probably shouldn't be because I keep switching it around. Okay, let me put this down for a second. Let me see if I can do... my computer. Okay.
My computer. Folder disk. Three. Local. DVD. CDR.
Okay, that's my CD drive, my external CD, not this one. Bunch of removable and my bus link.
My disk K.
My disk K. I believe that's it. Let me see if I can do an explore.
Context menu. Search. Open. Explore.
Okay.
Leaving menus. 2. My disk A closed. 1 of 1. A backslash. Preview. My disk A closed. 11 of 15. My disk A closed. 11
Let's
of
3.
Auto run closed. 1 of drivers closed.
There's the drivers.
Back closed. 3 of 5.
There's the
Sonic, my DVD
Sonic and the frequently
closed.
Asked questions.
User guide
and
closed.
User guide.
Five
so it looks like we're all set. And that really was very painless. So let's get out of my computer. I think we're all set. So that, from start to finish, is how things are set up with this CD and DVD copier. It's really quite easy. I'm quite delighted with it. I hope that you have found this somewhat interesting. I know I've been doing a lot of moving around here and stuff. But that's kind of the way it goes with these reviews. If you have any questions, you can send them to the list.
Or you can email me at Mary Emerson, MaryEmerson, at sbcglobal.net.
And I'll be glad to answer them. But I think everything is fairly straightforward here. So that's it for this time. Thank you for listening.